Hi. Well, I see you've wandered into my kitchen. Couldn't resist the smell, huh? Yep, I'm baking a batch of gingerbread. What's my recipe? Well, I suppose I don't mind sharing it with you. I take half a cup of sugar, half cup of butter, a teaspoon of ground ginger, half a teaspoon clove, 4 tablespoons molasses, a tablespoon of honey, and just a pinch of arsenic. Oh, sorry, you know, there are some things that are just best kept secret. Hey now. Okay, well, since I can't tell you my secret ingredient, I'll make it up to you by sharing the following tale. It's called The Gingerbread Man, and it's the first of this year's batch of freshly baked holiday haunts. It was taped live in New York City on November 17th, 2019.
Greta, where have you gotten to with your brother? Henry!
Spare some change. Spare some change for the bucket. Spare some change for those in need this Christmas season.
Excuse me, sir. Have you seen a little girl and a boy, a young man?
Ah, what? They're all over here, man. I'm in a Santa suit. Of course I've seen them. Can't avoid them dressed like this, man.
Sure, of course. I'm sorry. But you see, I can't find my son and daughter. They're only 13, and I'm really worried.
13? You kidding me? That's no kid. I was already out here on the streets living by myself when I was 13. Psh, 13. Kid, he says. Really?
Are you going to help me or not?
A kid that age ought to be able to help himself and his sister, too. That's all. Now you got any change or what?
Is there a problem here, sir?
Oh, thank God. Officer, if you can just help me find my...
Whoa. No problem, officer. Just do my bit to make the world a little bit better. You know?
Yeah, let me see your permit.
You're kidding, right?
Officer, please.
Do I look like I'm kidding to you? Permit, now.
Since when does a guy gotta have a permit to do a little good in the world? Seriously.
Since the streets are running rampant with crooks and kidnappers are doing no good at all.
Whoa. Kidnappers, hold on now.
I bet a Santa like you draws a lot of attention from the children, eh? Looking for lost little boys and girls.
Are you hearing this guy? Look. I've got the bell. I've got the bucket.
Officer, my children are missing. Are you hearing me? A boy and a girl. Twins, just like all those that have gone missing so far. Officer, please, you've
gotta
help me.
Just a minute, sir. Yeah, I'd watch my mouth if I were you, buddy. For a North Pole man, you're on real thin ice.
Incredible. Too busy hassling in his street Santa, do anything useful. Typical. Hey, back me up here, friend, will
you? You want to tell it to the boys downtown, Santa?
I don't have time for this. Ugh.
Fine. Jeez. Don't help those in need. You should try looking for your Christmas spirit while you're at it, buddy.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm looking for... help, please. Greta! Henry! Greta! Greta! Oh my God, where are you? I can't see you.
At the bakery window, Daddy, over here. Look, we're here.
Yeah, over here, Dad. Calm down.
Oh, thank God. Jesus. Greta, you almost gave me a heart attack. I told you to stay with me and watch your brother.
I am watching him, Daddy. He's right here.
Har, Dad. Look, I need baby Greta to look after me.
I'm only 3 minutes younger than you.
Whatever, booger breath.
Stop it! You're the booger breath, baby. I held his hand, see?
I held your hand, you mean?
We wanted to look in the bakery window. Look, Daddy, at the houses all made of candies and cookies and gingerbread. It's a whole village, like our neighborhood. The Muffin Man lives there, I bet, right?
You know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man.
Maybe he's friends with the Gingerbread Man.
No way. Gingerbread Man's way too quick for the Muffin Man. Run, fast you can.
Okay.
That's pretty good, but let's leave it to the carolers, you two, okay? We've got to shake a leg.
Isn't it pretty, though, Daddy? Look at this delicious gingerbread town. Doesn't it look good? We want to eat it for dinner, can we?
Now, I think you just about ruined your dinner. Maybe 20 dinners. Maybe you'd never eat dinner again.
Only if you're cooking, Dad.
Har, Henry. Your mother's got dinner cooking up right now, Mr. Funny Guy. Oh, my. What would Mommy have done, huh? If I'd come home with boxes of Christmas gifts, but without the very little girl and boy they're intended for, huh? Who would Santa have delivered to you on Christmas Eve?
Fuck, seriously, Dad?
Oh, Daddy!
I suppose I could take all these presents back to the store, huh? Finally take your mom to that Hawaii vacation like I always said I would?
Oh, Daddy!
Gross.
Okay, I'm here, you're here. We don't need to mention this little incident to Mommy, okay? She's frightened enough as it is with all those horrible news stories they've had out lately. About all those families, all those missing children. And all twins, just like you two. Some kind of sicko with some weird fixation, no doubt. So much for the holiday spirit. Ugh, I can't help but panic.
We're right here, Daddy. I don't want to scare you and Mommy. We're here.
Yeah, like anyone would want to kidnap old Booger Breath here.
Don't call me that, Henry! Dad!
Guys, come on now. So, Christmas secret, just between you and me.
What's in it for me?
Yeah, what do we get?
A couple little hustlers, huh? I'll tell you what you get. You get on the good list. It's the good thing to do to keep this secret. And Santa only rewards good little girls and boys, you know?
Dad, you know we're both too old for that now.
Yeah, sorry, Daddy. And I don't think lying is good anyway.
No, okay. Not usually. You're right. But when it saves your mother from worrying and your daddy from the doghouse...
We're getting a doggy?
No, I didn't mean that. No,
a doggy, Henry!
No.
A doggy!
Yeah, I heard him, Greta. He said we're getting a dog. I can't wait to tell Mom about it.
No. It's just an expression, Greta. Just a saying, you see. Henry, I swear, if you breathe one word of this to your mother...
What's in that shop window over there? Pretty cool looking bike, right, Dad?
You're kidding, right?
I'm just saying a bike would definitely keep me way too busy to talk to Mom about the dog you promised and about losing Greta and
Okay. Oh, thank goodness I had some extra cash squirreled away. You're not getting it until Christmas Day, though.
Oh, let's go see what other colors they have.
Oh, no, not... Greta, please, just stay. Stay right here inside this shop, okay? Right by the gingerbread houses in the window. Do not move. Do you hear me? I've got to take your brother inside that other shop for a moment, so just do not move.
Okay. I'll be here, Daddy. Me and the gingerbread men and the gingerbread boys and gingerbread girls. All the good little gingerbread boys and girls in their happy little Christmas village. Run, fast as you can. Can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. Here he comes, standing with toys for gingerbread girls and gingerbread boys.
Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Too much candy makes you sick.
Well, I suppose eating that whole gingerbread village would give you a real tummy ache.
I'd say so.
But doesn't Santa eat cookies all night long all over the world, and he never gets sick?
Doesn't Santa? Santa, you know, I never even thought about that. There's so many cookies. He could probably eat everything in my whole shop in one sitting, no problem. How funny.
This is your shop?
Oh, yes, it is. I'm the baker. It's my shop. It's not much, but it's mine, as they say.
Oh, it's wonderful. The smells alone, and this gingerbread village.
Oh, yes, it is rather like being mayor of my own little city. Of course, the citizens are rather on the quiet side, and they only come round once a year. Doesn't make me much of a mayor, does it? Oh, but I do love it. I do. I look forward to it every year.
They're all so beautiful and so delicate. And they have so much detail.
Oh, yes, I do take great pride in my little creations.
I like this one. A little blonde girl and a brown-haired boy, just like me and my brother, Henry.
Oh, brothers and sisters are my very most favorite. I had a sister myself once, you know.
You had? Where is she?
Well, I am afraid I lost her many, many Christmases ago. A terrible accident. It was a fire. A horrible fire in our little cottage.
Oh, that's awful.
No, it started in the oven, of all things, and then it grew. She was quite the baker herself, my sister, but that oven, well, it got too hot, and it took her and the cottage and near the whole forest around us with her. Baked her right up, just like one of these cookies here.
Oh, that's kind of gross.
Oh, is it? Well, I suppose so. Oh, I'm sorry. It's been so long now, and I'm so used to it just being me, myself. other than the customers. I don't talk to people much, you know, and really, I only take their orders. I'm not much accustomed to talking now. Forgive me if I'm no good. If I put you off with my sad ramble.
No, I'm sorry. It's a very sad story, that's all.
Well, it is sad, to be sure, but these gingerbread houses and little gingerbread people, they make me feel better somehow. We used to bake the gingerbread together, build those houses and decorate them with all that candy and all that frosting. The children would come from miles around to see and to taste.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Oh, she was the real artist, my sister. You wouldn't believe the gingerbread house she could build. You wouldn't know whether to eat one up or move right in.
I'd be very sad if I lost my brother, Henry. Don't tell him that, though.
Oh, from what I saw, you two looked like quite the matched set. One belongs right with the other.
You saw us?
Oh, yeah, through my window there. Yes, as you looked in at the gingerbread village. With your breath fogging up the glass, you two almost looked as frosted as those cookie people. Like perhaps you belonged in the village yourself.
Oh, I wish.
Oh, do you? Oh, do you indeed? Well, Christmas wishes are special and much more likely to be granted. It's the magic of the season, I think.
Maybe, but I don't think that's the kind of wish that'll come true.
Maybe not, but then again, well, at any rate, I can give you a piece of your wish, a little tidbit anyway. Here, take this.
What's in this little baggie? Gingerbread! And still warm.
Yes, the very kind I used to make my village here. So you can have a part of it in some small way, yeah? Take it. Take it and eat up. A sweet treat to you from me.
Oh, thank you, sir. It looks delicious.
Hey, gingerbread! Give me some of that booger breath!
Hey, Henry, cut it out!
Don't
give it to me!
Give me some!
Share!
So good! Oh, man! I wish you could have some, Greta. Come on, we gotta get in the home! We gotta get back! Dad's waiting in the car!
He's such a jerk sometimes. I wish he'd just disappear. Just go away.
No. As I said, careful with those Christmas wishes, young lady. Besides, this is a problem we can fix right up, okay?
Another piece of gingerbread. Just for me? Are you sure?
Just for you. Make sure you eat it all up, too, yes?
I will. Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas. All the best to you. Henry, look! Look who's got a treat all for herself, even bigger and better than the piece you stole! Ha!
Now, Merry Christmas, young lady. Perhaps I shall see you again sometime. You and your brother, too.
Henry, where are you? Greta, tell your brother to stop playing around and come inside. He's been gone for hours now. Besides, dinner is ready.
Yes, Daddy. Henry, did you hear? Henry, where are you? I haven't seen him all afternoon since we got back from the shops. Did he ride off on that new bike already? Henry! Probably ruined his appetite for dinner anyway. That big piece of gingerbread he ate... He ate that cookie like Santa himself. That baker man's gingerbread does smell really good and looks really good. I was going to save it for dessert, but maybe a little bite or two won't hurt, right? It's so good. Wow. I gotta eat this whole thing. Wow, that gingerbread. That's good stuff. It's a good thing I don't live in that gingerbread village. Everyone would be homeless after I ate it all up. I really do feel like I could eat another piece. A whole loaf. It's like I can smell it baking, fresh. It's like I'm in the bakery all over again, or like the bakery is... Like it's over there. It's coming from the woods. Maybe Henry smelled it too and went into the forest. Henry? Henry! Are you in there? Hen? I'm not supposed to go into the woods by myself. Oh, but that smell. Oh, that gingerbread smell. I bet you followed it too, Henry. Henry, I'm coming for you. So turned around, I should have left some sort of trail behind me, like in that old story. Wait, though, all those birds would have eaten it right up. Isn't that how it goes? Oh, they're so loud, these birds. I can barely hear myself think. It's like they're shouting at me. It really is like they're talking. What are they? Wait, what are they saying? Stop! Stop it! Who's there? Stop! Stop it! Henry! Henry, where are you? Stop it! Stop! 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 I thought it sounded like I was surrounded. Voices everywhere. But I don't see anyone out here at all. All I see are trees. And more trees and... Wait. Wait, what's that up ahead? That light, it looks like a clearing. Henry, are you up there? Henry, are you? Oh, my. It's a village. No, it's the village from the baker's shop. The gingerbread village, but the size of a real village. No wonder I smelled it from so far away. And look, gingerbread people, the size of real people. Oh my gosh, look at them. They're everywhere. And so lifelike. Why, if they weren't all made of dough and frosting and candy, I think they were all real kids, just like me. Pairs of ginger boys and ginger girls together. Oh my gosh, just look at these two holding hands, like they're in love.
Oh, gross.
That's disgusting.
What?
Like I'd ever be in love with him.
Even if she found my sister, that's a big no way.
You're alive. But how? Living gingerbread people? No, this can't be real.
Oh, like you'd have so many options.
You bet I would. The girls are real sweet on me. Get it? Get it?
Oh, enough with the cookie jokes. I wish this frosting hair would melt into my ears already.
Oh, will one of you please explain to me what's going on? Where are we? How is this possible? It's like the gingerbread village in the baker man's window, but you're all blown up huge.
Oh, no.
We haven't gotten huge.
You've gotten small.
Just like the rest of us.
What are you talking about?
Oh, we were regular kids once too, right, brother?
Right. Until we wandered off into the woods one day.
And got lost after those dumb birds ate our breadcrumb trail.
And whose dumb idea was that anyway, Gretel?
I didn't hear you coming up with anything better, Hansel.
Hansel and Gretel, like the old story. No way. No way.
So we found this big, beautiful gingerbread house, see? Just like the ones in this village.
Except it was big. For real big. A whole real gingerbread house.
Well, then. I know. Well, there was a witch inside who trapped you and tried to eat you up, but you pushed her into her own oven and burned her up.
Right.
Righto. See, she's heard our story too.
We're famous.
Yeah, all these kids knew our story too.
All these, wait, you mean these other gingerbread people?
Yeah, they were normal kids too, like you are.
Yeah, like we were once.
And then?
Well,
you see.
I don't understand. How did you become, I mean, in the story, you escape. You two get away.
And we did.
We thought it was all over.
And for the witch, it was.
But it turns out, the witch didn't live alone.
No, she lived in that gingerbread house with her twin.
Her twin?
Yeah, just like us. Just like all of us down here. One sister.
And one Bruder.
Oh, just like all the kids who have been kidnapped recently. Just like me and... Oh, no. Henry. Henry! Henry! No, Kitchen.
Well, 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 what have we here? Look at our fine little addition to the village.
It's a monster. He's huge.
Oh, no, he's here.
Rebecca, run. Run inside. Run,
oh, my
run,
God.
Run, run. Hide.
Where's everybody going? Oh, my God.
Run, 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 as fast as you can. Oh, but it doesn't matter, my little gingerbread boys and girls, because I can catch you like I already did catch you.
What have you done? What have you done to these kids, to my brother Henry? Change him back.
Not a chance, little girl. These children like that meddling little Hansel and Gretel will stay just this way, and oh, they will pay. Pay for what they did to my sister.
Your sister? Your sister, the one who died in the fire. She was the witch?
It wasn't her fault. Children all day, every day, coming to eat away at our precious home. She was trying to protect us. And these brats, they killed her.
Please, please, this wasn't our fault. Please change Henry back and let us go.
Your greedy little brother was a goner the minute he scarfed down my delicious, fresh, enchanted gingerbread. As were you, little Greta.
What are you? No! Oh, no! My hands, my skin. What's happening to me?
Now all you greedy little children will pay. It's your fault I lost my sister. And you will be lost forever. You'll be lost forever too.
No, no, no. Let us go. Let us go, let us go. Oh, they'll get you. They'll get you for this.
Oh no, they'll never catch me after all. I am the gingerbread man.
No!
The story had held us round the fire, sufficiently breathless, but except the obvious remark that it was gruesome, as on Christmas Eve in an old house, a strange tale should essentially be. These words that open the Henry James novella, The Turn of the Screw, are a keen reminder of an old and sadly fading tradition, scaring the hell out of each other around the holidays.
And that was The Gingerbread Man. The cast featured in this episode include Alan LaForest as Father, James Scully as the Street Santa, James Reeser as the Policeman, Eric David Gislason as Henry, David Linton as the Baker, James Kleinman as Hansel, Casey LaForest as Gretel, and the part of Greta was played by me, Ali Silva. The Gingerbread Man was written by Courtney Gillian Cholovich and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Our live show and podcast are produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. The musical score for this series was improvised and performed by Nico Slater. Our sound effects designer and engineer was Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Evan Sachs. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. You may not already know that Fireside Mystery Theater has been accumulating quite a bit of quality bonus content. Each month, we release something called the Patreon Playlet. These are petite audio delights that often serve as fascinating missing puzzle pieces to episodes on our regular podcast feed. If you are a Fireside Mystery Patreon patron at the $5 or more per month level, you, darling, get exclusive access to them. And beyond that, we've got many other delightful perks, such as a personalized postcard from a resident of our favorite town of Sunken Harbor, an audio thank you from a cast member, discounts on our merch, a shout-out of thanks to you on the podcast, and, of course, our official Fireside Mystery Theater enamel pin. These are just some of the ways we give you our humble thanks for being an FMT Patreon patron. You can become a patron today by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or by following the link on our website. We are tremendously grateful for any support you can give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering. Hey, we just love you fabulous listeners. We really do. And we hope you love us, at least enough to give us a kind rating and review. It's an easy, no-cost way to support indie creators like us, and it means a lot. Why not book a trip with Fireside Mystery Theater? We're planning a journey into fear and the unknown for our first show of 2020. Get ready for All Aboard. This train is leaving the station on Sunday, January 26th at 5 p.m. from the Slipper Room. Tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com or follow the link from our website. This holiday season, we wish for you visions of sugar plums dancing in your head and all the sweetest of dreams. But even with all this treacle, we still urge you to mind the shadows.